Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a good one for you today. We're going to be talking about some Hawaii vacation news. We're also going to be reviewing the Hale Kulani Hotel, beautiful five-star resort. We're also be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours as we get through this podcast. It's April 28th, 2010. This is our 383rd podcast. Podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. Or you can reach us by emailing us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can check us out on Twitter. My handle is @AlohaBruce. I would love to hear from you. Or you can get us on Facebook just by going to Hawaii Aloha Travel. Become a fan there. We have lots of fans there. It's a great way to keep in touch with folks, and we love to hear from you and give you information there. So we've got a lot of ground to cover, and we had just a terrific weekend. I kind of miss Yaling being here. She had to take care of some business today, so she's not with us. But we had a terrific weekend, and I know it's Wednesday, but for us, we like to talk about what happened on the weekends because we only do this podcast every Wednesday and Friday. And then it's available on you can get it on iTunes and on our website and everywhere else. But it's in the middle of the week, I know, but still, we need to talk about what happened. We had a great time. We started off going to the Spam Jam on Saturday night, and it was incredible. There were so many variations to the spam thing, and I have to confess something, you know. I was a spam virgin, if there is such a thing. Yeah. I never had eaten spam in the 19 years I've lived here. I've never eaten spam, and I've wondered what it tasted like, you know. And in my mind, when I thought about what spam would taste like, I always thought it would taste like dog food, right? I never eaten dog food, but if I tasted dog food, I would imagine that it would taste like spam. And sure enough, that's what it tasted like. So if you want to, to me, that's what it was like. And I'm not going to run out and eat spam out of the can ever again. I didn't really like it, what I call raw. To me, eating spam raw is eating it out of the can, you know, with not mixed in with anything. So it was a good experience because I finally did get to eat it. And you can't believe some of the things that they come up with. I mean, one of the things that stood out for me was the spam chili, which is just like regular chili, but it had spam mixed in with it. So it kind of diluted any of the spam flavor, so to speak. Another thing I liked was the fajitas that the people over at Jimmy Buffett's put together. Those were the spam fajitas were pretty good. But I didn't like anything with big, huge chunks of spam in it and all of that. But it was really a lot of fun. In fact, I have here in front of me, you know, some spam macadamia nuts, if you can believe it. So you take these beautiful macadamia nuts and then you put that spam flavor on. I don't like them too much. That's just me. Well, anyway, hopefully you'll get a chance to experience. And pretty much everybody comes to Hawaii, you're going to experience some sort of spam dish because it's so popular here. And we've done enough already about the different spam things here. So enough about the spam for today. Let's talk a little bit more about some news. Really great news. It turns out that visitor spending is up. It's up 12.7% this year over last year. And in March, $874 million worth of tourist money flowed into Hawaii. And that's to gains from visitors from the major markets. And according to the HTA, this is very, very good news because we've seen increases, but we haven't seen increase in spending. And so it also looks like the air is up, and 596 seats were sold in March. And this, you know, coincides with what we're seeing, because in March we saw a huge spike. It was a great month, and we saw a lot of people coming in and also purchasing packages and also a lot of last minute, sometimes a 2 to 3 week window before they were coming here. Now, remember, all of these numbers never include the cruise numbers, and they brought about 10,000 people in. on the Pride of America. So year to date, 607,000 this year over last year. So not bad. Good news. It means we're rebounding. Now, another thing, you know, when you come to Hawaii, we have so many beautiful beaches. And a lot of people, when they come to Oahu, ask me very often, what are some of the beaches that are not so crowded, not so many, you know, people at them? And I know of several beaches that are kind of off the beaten track. And a lot of times they're in residential neighborhoods. And very often, the people who live next to these beaches try to keep you out of there. But they really have no right to, because beaches, all beaches in Hawaii, are public. So if you're visiting or if you're a resident here, you have access to any beach, even if it's behind somebody's private home. And over the years, it's really been getting worse and worse that people put up actual fences in these walkways that lead you to the beaches in these private places. And a lot of times, vegetation and debris and just plain junk is piled up there to discourage people to go and not go in between these passageways to get to these sort of off the beaten path beaches. But good news, the Hawaii legislature passed a bill that will empower the DNLR, that's Department of Natural Resources here in Hawaii, to legislate it and also enforce the law to maintain access within the beaches and in the corridors, and requiring landowners keep those walkways passable. And the governor signed it, so that's very good news. So if you're coming here, you can enjoy any of our beautiful beaches here in the beautiful islands. This just in, Japan Airlines announced that they're canceling all flights from Narita to Kona in October. And this is because, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Japan Airlines went bankrupt not too long ago. And this is part of their reorganization, is that they've eliminated that flight. And this has really set off a lot of controversy on the Big Island. A lot of people upset over there. And I understand that they would be, because it brings about 600,000 passengers a year. And an estimated $120 million in revenue is going to be lost as a result of Japan Airlines pulling out of the Big Island. So this is big, big news. And stay tuned. If we hear more about that, we will let you know. So like I mentioned, another quick shout out. I want to give a shout out to Rick DeZon, who wrote to us and also emailed us these very cool magnetic name tags. So I want to thank you, Rick, for doing that and sending it out to us. We do appreciate it. I'm wearing mine everywhere. It's kind of cool. It says, follow me on Twitter, and it has my Twitter handle on it, Aloha Bruce. And it's cool because you can use this magnetic device thing to put it onto your clothing anywhere you go. So it's kind of a nice conversation piece, and I've been using it. And I want to thank him for sending that to us. Much appreciated. Mahalo nui loa, as we say here in Hawaii. And also wanted to mention that I was lucky enough to receive news yesterday that Travel Age West magazine, has chosen me in particular as the Travel Agent of the Year in their Trendsetter category, their Superstar category. So we're real excited. I've already won a trip to Mexico or the Caribbean. That depends on who actually wins the award. I'm one of two finalists. So I've already won at least one cruise and also a trip out to Beverly Hills they're flying us out to. And I need to get a tie, like a black tie. I don't wear a black tie. I haven't been to like a thing like that in a long time. So I'm very excited, and I was very humbled to hear that we won that award, and we'll be telling you more about that in upcoming weeks as we learn more about it. It'll happen in June, June 9th. We're flying out there, and there's a big awards ceremony and everything, and they even asked me what name I won on the plaque and everything, so we're definitely in, and we're very excited about that. So we'll keep you posted about that stuff. Don't forget, we do this podcast every Wednesday and Friday. We do it live, and Yaling joins me for the live stream, and we do that show usually around 12, 1 o'clock every Wednesday and Friday. If you have any questions or comments or anything, we'd love to hear from you, so check it out. You can also check the replays on our podcast page by going to hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. We would love to hear from you. You know, it really makes my day when I hear from one of you guys. If you're listening to the podcast now and you appreciate what we're doing, let me know. It does help me to keep doing this. We're going into our fourth year. In fact, in May, we will be doing this 4 years. Pretty incredible. Over 383 podcasts. I think I've lost track of the number somewhere. I think there's more of them actually in 4 years, but whatever. I should go back one of these days and check and see how many podcasts we actually have done. Now, this weekend, we had an opportunity to stay at the Hale Kulani. It was a lot of fun. We had a great experience there. We haven't stayed there in years. And the last time I saw the rooms there really close was when my sister came to visit a couple years ago. And she had a great unit right down there on, like, the beach level. Because I remember she could walk practically right out to the beach from there, to the ocean. She had one of those really nice units. She's got the money for that. And we really enjoyed especially hanging out at the House Without a Key. This is kind of like the bar that's there. And you never know. That's what's very fun about Hawaii, is you never know when a special experience is going to happen. You go to these places. I've been to these places many, many times, but I'd never been there when I never had the pleasure of seeing Kanoe Miller, who is one of the best hula dancers in the islands. She's been featured on countless television programs about Hawaii and about hula. She's a veteran hula dancer, and we had an opportunity to meet with her, and it was kind of funny. It happened all because of Twitter. I had tweeted out to some of my friends that I was there, and Roxanne Darling, who's you can find her on Twitter too, at Roxanne Darling, said, "Hey, Bruce, is Kanoe Miller dancing today? Please tell her we said hello." And I said, "Wow, yeah, she's playing here." And of course, when Kanoe finished dancing, she walked out into the audience, and I met her, and I told her that a friend of mine had on Twitter had told me about her, and she gave me the whole story, and she was very, very gracious and a wonderful woman. And if you get a chance, just go to YouTube and check out her video, and you'll see just how beautiful and how in tune with the Hawaiian music she is. She's been playing over at the, I mean, she's been dancing over at the Hale Kulani for 10 years. And you want to check her out, and definitely check it out if you go there. And we just had a terrific time. And we stayed at the Hale Kulani in an ocean view room. The Hale Kulani itself has 453 rooms. I never realized how really big the property is. It's on prime ocean front property right in Waikiki. It fronts right on Waikiki Beach. It's made up of like low density buildings, ranging in height from 2 stories right up to 17 stories. So you can get all kinds of experiences there. It has a lot of history that's associated with it. It's one of the first 3 hotels ever built here in Hawaii. It's got beautiful courtyards, lush gardens. There are 3 cocktail lounges. There's a pool. There's a spa. There's fitness room. There's a beautiful business center and a great hospitality suite. And these hospitality suites are really important. You know, sometimes you have to check out of your room and you have to give up your room, and you're not going to leave Hawaii until later in the evening. If there's a hospitality suite, they hold your luggage. You get use of these, of basically a suite to use, you know, where you can shower, you can relax, you can read, you can just feel at home before you leave back to the mainland. They're great. And they have a beautiful hospitality suite. The rooms are, of course, air conditioned. They are basically wall-to-wall carpet. Now, I have to say that the rooms aren't new, but they keep them so clean, it's hard to believe. But they do, I think they do need new furniture. You know, I think they need, but it's so clean, you never even realize it. It never even occurs to you. And there's a separate seating area. The rooms are about 517 to 700 square feet, so they're large rooms. You know, you're going to get a substantial room here. There's a love seat, occasional chair. There's a coffee table. There's a business desk. And I was really surprised and reminded how large they have these beautiful lanais. They're very substantial lanais. And overall, really, really nice. Deep soak-in tub. Beautiful marble basins, tasteful furnishings, and appointments throughout. But what is better than anything else here, I think, is the service. You have great, great service. Probably the best service of any hotel that I can think of in recent times. And what really impressed me is how they handled the pool situation. They have a beautiful pool there, by the way. And I didn't see any kids. I don't know if it was an adult pool or a pool or what, but there were no kids anywhere. And the great thing about it was you got this really attentive personal service at the pool. This didn't happen to me at the Grand Wailea. This didn't happen to me at the Royal Hawaiian. This didn't happen to me up in Princeville in the beautiful hotel there, the Princeville St. Regis Hotel. None of these 5-6-star hotels ever did this. Had good old-fashioned beach boys that come to you, say hello, greet you at the pool, and then proceed to put all the stuff on down for you and get you ready, give you towels and the whole nine yards. What a nice touch, huh? You know, when you think about it, we haven't seen enough of that here in Hawaii. And I think all hotels should take the lead from Halekulani about how they handle their pool area, because it's second to none in all of the places I have stayed here. And this is coming from somebody who knows. I think I do know. I don't know a lot of things, folks, but I do know a lot about what's happening here in Hawaii and what's happening with the service in these hotels. So when I tell you that this is the best service I've had, I mean it. I really do mean it. So thank you to the folks over there. And by the way, we went in there not as travel agents. They did not know who we were. We went in stealth, and I did it on purpose. Nobody knew that we had anything to do with being travel agents or in the travel agency business, or that I do a show or anything like that. So that's when you see the true colors of a property. And we saw their true colors, and they did a great job. So congratulations to the Halekulani on great service. And hey, get some new furniture in there. That would be my only negative thing about it. So hopefully that helps you out. If you're planning to find a good 5-star hotel, 6-star I should say, Halekulani is a great one here on the island of Oahu. Now I'd like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii and you're trying to figure out where is the best place, where's the best deals? This is a great opportunity to hear what people are paying for their trip. First one is for two people from Orange County, John Wayne, to Honolulu. Two people leaving May 28th, coming back June 3rd, staying at the Sheraton Waikiki. I love this place. City View Room, 2136. A little over $1,000 a person for a week's vacation in May, the end of May, beginning of June, is a fantastic deal. Congratulations to Elin and Penelope Gordon. They're going to have a wonderful time here in Hawaii. Gosh, I can't believe how the year's flying by. Summer is already here. I want to thank Kalei over at Extension 31 for putting that package together for these guys. Also, got a package here for six people, I should say, all the way from, where are these coming from? Birmingham, Alabama, all the way to Maui. From June 17th to the 26th, these guys are going to have a terrific time staying in a beautiful condo, a two-bedroom condo with a 7-passenger minivan at the Ka'anapali Shores. This is a nice property. Total package price, $6,523. Gosh, I mean, you know, the deals keep happening, and that's what's great, to see the great deals holding out here in Hawaii. I want to thank Makana over at Extension 40 for putting that one together. And I want to thank the Hatmaker family. Dorothy, Philip, Dennis, and Stacy, welcome to our Ohana. And we do sincerely appreciate your business. And we want to make you part of our Ohana by telling you that we will be here for you. We're in the destination you're going to, not the destination you're coming from. So anything happens, Makana or myself or anybody here will do whatever we can to help accommodate you and make sure that you have the vacation that you deserve. And that's what we're all about, folks. And that's why it's great to just give us a call, get involved with us. Let's go over your vacation plans and let's plan a perfect trip in your budget. And we'll find the best deals for you and make you get the most out of your Hawaii vacation dollar. So hopefully that helps you out with your plans. Remember, we do this every Wednesday and Friday. We'll be back here again on Friday. We're going to check on out of here and say thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Until then, my name is Bruce, saying aloha and mahalo.